left you on my own. So it seems I've got to leave before I start to scream. Oh, someone left the door and took the key.
You feeling alright? Oh,
I'm not feeling too good myself.
Oh,
yes, sir.
You feeling alright?
Oh, I'm feeling alright indeed. Welcome back. Final 30 minutes or so.
Killing it with the music today.
Oh. You talking about...
He's killing it.
You're not talking about DJ Matty T.
I'm talking about DJ Big Baby.
On the ones and twos.
You ever thinking about taking your show on the road, Cowboy?
Doing some parties, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Hit the bar mitzvah circuit?
Whatever.
Bar mitzvahs?
I know a guy...
Don't forget them.
I know a guy who's looking for a DJ for his soiree after his wedding.
Yeah.
You got a DJ lined up?
Not if Matty T wants to do it.
Okay.
We can replace the one we got right now.
You know what? If you can hook him up, I'll send him down there for
you
a week.
You will?
Yes.
Oh.
Happy to have.
Just expensive.
You know what? I'd much rather send him down there than give my snot-nosed brother a big gift for his graduation. I'll tell you that much. That'd be money well spent, wouldn't it, Matty?
That'd be excellent.
Look, anybody who works with me for any extended period of time should at least get one trip to Florida on the company per year.
You're right.
That's like hazard pay.
You're right.
That's miserable. The fact that he's not shoved his face in a wood chipper yet is remarkable.
Well, he has. Little do you know.
Well, he must have the hardest face ever. Then,
I bounced back quick.
There's not a single scar on there. He's amazing.
You should see the wood chipper.
Wow.
Exactly. Didn't make it.
You should see the other guy.
See the wood chipper.
Unbelievable.
Woo!
All
brutal.
Right. All right. The college football greatest discontinued nicknames. We were going to hit on this briefly. We've only got about 6-7 minutes here.
I want to hear it.
I thought you were going to quit on me and eat your lunch.
Oh, well, I'm going
to
eventually. Don't worry.
Okay, here's a few good ones. And there were several in here I'd never heard of before. And you may have heard that Hawaii is apparently going back to Warriors, Rainbow Warriors.
I thought they were the Warriors.
They were the Warriors, but they took the rainbow out of the name. They're going back to Rainbow Warriors.
Okay.
Which makes more sense because...
Why?
Well, those are two things that are synonymous with... With Hawaii, you think of the whole warrior thing,
sure.
The haka and all that. I mean, that whole deal, though. You know what I'm saying?
You know, the warrior thing?
Well, you know what I'm saying, the whole haka dance
okay,
and
sure,
all
sure,
that.
Sure,
all,
sure,
okay,
sure,
so,
yeah.
And that's you know, I guess it's associated with Hawaii and Samoa and the whole deal.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I know they're not the same place. But anyway.
No, they're not.
But
potato, potato.
Also, I don't know if you've ever been to Hawaii, but there's a lot of rainbows.
Really?
Yeah, lots of them.
Really?
Yes.
Never been.
They could be called the stars,
I've
too.
I've heard.
Because the stars look like they're right on top of your head.
They could be called the waves. They've got big waves.
That's already taken, though.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's University of Pacific, maybe?
Well, the Tulsa's got, they're the wave, aren't they?
They're the Golden Hurricane.
No, I'm sorry. I meant Tulane.
Tulane is the waves.
The something wave, right?
Something wave.
Yeah, yeah, they're there.
Anyway, I digress.
Yes.
So the point
Continue,
is,
please.
They're going back to Rainbow Warriors, which I think is great.
You love it.
Love it.
You love the move.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Other names that have been discontinued over the years from college sports. The Arizona State Sun Devils, right?
Yeah.
Used to be the Bulldogs. And I've been to Arizona many times over. I've been to the Tempe area.
Yeah.
Not a lot of Bulldogs.
That, you know, it's Snavely's old school.
Yeah.
That's his alma mater.
I bet he's probably happy they went to Sun Devil.
Got to ask him about that.
Arkansas used to be the Cardinals. Everybody knows that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Then they got compared. I think it was Hugo Bezdik, 1909.
There's some conflicting reports, but
a Wild Banner Razorback
that's,
Hogs.
That's the credit that is given.
Right.
The official credit.
You have a different answer?
You know, you hear stories all the time. Well, actually, it started here.
I believe this.
I'm just going to go with Hugo Bezdik. I'm going to say it. It's in the program. It's got to be true.
Arkansas State was the Indians in 1931. They became the Indians. They were also at one point the Aggies and the Gorillas.
So they've had not one,
four.
Not two, not three, but four mascots.
How about that?
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
And did they change based on the fact that a lot of universities tried
to... Oh, wait, I missed one.
What?
Warriors, five.
They had five?
Aggies, Gorillas, Warriors, Indians, and now Red Wolves.
Goodness
gracious. How about that? Is that amazing? That is showing
now,
up.
Now, did they on the change based on the fact that...
I mean, what about... How about this? How about the Arkansas State Schizophrenics? They've got like five personalities over the years. I mean, that's incredible. It's amazing. I had no idea.
It's amazing.
So they could not be the Rainbow Warriors, but
no.
They could be the Warriors. That's incredible. I love it. How about Ball State? Ball State is...
Ball So Hard University?
Hmm?
Go ahead.
David Letterman, Jason Whitlock, Papa John all went to Ball State. Did you know that? I think they're the Cardinals.
Jason Whitlock's very proud of that. He always talks about
it. They used to be the Hoosieroons.
The Hoosieroons?
Yes. Ball State's in Indiana, right?
Yes. Sure. Yes. Sure.
Buffalo, University of Buffalo. The grammatically incorrect Bisons, which Harding also uses, changed their name to Bulls in 1931 to avoid confusion with other Buffalo-based teams. That was until the Bills came along in 1960, and, of course, the rest is history. Kent State, Golden Flash.
Yes.
Used to be known as the Silver Foxes.
Really?
Yeah, they won a metallic
I would rather have
undertone.
That name.
Yeah.
That's like Tommy Hankins.
Golden Flashy Flash.
Silver Fox.
FIU, Florida International, the Panthers, right?
Yes.
Yes. They used to be the Sunblazers, which actually for Florida, that makes more sense, right? I like Sunblazers better than Golden Panthers.
That might be the scariest mascot I've ever seen in my life.
It is a terrible-looking mascot.
I mean, it looks like a monster.
It looks like a gorilla with
a horror movie.
It looks like a gorilla sticking his face in one of those sun things.
Its mouth is crooked.
Yeah, it's got a crooked mouth.
It is terrible.
How about this one?
Scare children.
Maryland went to Terrapins, which Terrapins are neither quick nor scary. But that's what they
Much
are.
Much like their team.
They used to be known as the Old Liners. Referred to Maryland soldiers during the Revolutionary War, the school newspaper, the Diamondback, and the school year, the Terrapin, inspired the name change in 1935.
Okay.
Nebraska has a bunch of informal nicknames, such as Tree Planters, Rattlesnake Boys, Antelopes, and Old Gold Knights. Now they are known, of course, in common.
Go through those
again,
common
vernacular,
please.
Big Red and Black Shirts. Tree Planters, Rattlesnake Boys, Antelopes, and Old Gold Knights.
Rattlesnake Boys.
Now, we were talking about this because we mentioned that there are a lot of professional teams that don't make sense. Now,
they don't
we
fit.
Understand why, because they've been elsewhere. We understand
yes.
L.A. started in Minnesota. That's why they're the Lakers. We get that. The Jazz started in Utah. Started in
New Orleans.
And ended up in Utah, and that's why they're the Jazz. Still makes no sense.
Yeah.
And, of course, as we announced today, the Charlotte Bobcats are taking back Hornets now that's been freed up by New Orleans since they don't want it anymore, and they've shut it for the much more intimidating Pelican.
Well, at least there are Pelicans down in New Orleans. That at least it makes sense.
Hey, look, if you're a fish, a Pelican is darn intimidating.
Man, scary stuff. Mine. That was actually the Seagulls, but.
Let's see. North Texas used to be the Eagles.
Okay.
Now they're the Green, Mean Green. Northwestern Purple and Syracuse Orangemen.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Used to be. Notre Dame, I don't think that was their name, actually. Says the Four Horsemen weren't even fighting Irish. They were Ramblers. And before that, the school would have simply been Catholics. What started as a defensive term, a derisive term, rather, from opponents, the Fighting Irish became the official nickname in 1927.
27. That's a long time ago.
Rutgers. This is the best one.
Go.
They are now known as the Knights, right? Scarlet Knights?
Scarlet Knights, yes.
They used to be known as the Queensmen. Now, that would be awesome. That would be shortened, too, by all the opponents to Queens.
Good thing they changed.
Stanford Queensmen. Used to be the Indians. UFC, or UFC, UCF, rather. You're
Golden Knights. I was a Golden Knight for 1 year.
They used to be called the Knights of Pegasus.
Pegasus, yes. Our logo was the Pegasus logo, the Greek
That's awesome.
Character. It was actually pretty cool.
Is there a school that's officially the Unicorns?
I don't know.
They ought to be. Unicorns is cool. Or another one I think that somebody needs to pick up, Liger. Lion-Tiger mix. What's more fierce and scary than that?
It's pretty much my favorite animal.
Thank you, Napoleon. Last but not least, the team that decided they didn't want to lose every single thing all the time, the University of California, Los Angeles, better known as UCLA, the Bruins.
Yes.
Their nickname was the Cubs.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe. When did they change it?
Then they played as the Grizzlies from 1923 to 28 before settling on Bruins.
Okay. When did they change?
Which is the least common used term for a bear in all the land.
Yet a professional team and major college Division I program both use it.
True. West Virginia used to be the Snakes. So many good ones. Washington used to be the Sun Dodgers. That's so weird.
It makes sense. I mean, they don't have any sun up there.
You know what makes sense? There is a team called the Unicorns, but it's a cricket team from England.
That makes perfect sense, actually. That's the most sensical thing we've said today.
It sums it all up, doesn't
actually,
it?
Actually, that makes the most sense of anything I've ever heard. We will be back for our final segment, 12:46. Justin Akery, Chris Sugarcane. That's your old nickname. It's a lot better than the first name you had, which is an illegal drug. So, and there's Big Joe Klein.
He's not fashionably late. He's on time.
Is that, Joe, is that tape on your thumb as a reminder so you don't forget something? The tape on your thumb, is that a reminder? Joe's got to remember not to forget. We'll be back and wrap things up.
When it comes to today's vehicles, you know nothing says quality and safety quite